So welcome to your yoga nidra practice. I'm Yael, and I want to invite you to get as comfortable as you possibly can, just even taking this next minute to get any ants out. Yeah, readjusting all the props that you have in your body on the cushion. And then go ahead and just take a couple of exaggerated breaths, just a nice big inhale and a sloppy exhale. Yeah. You could do that again, this time nice big inhale and hold at the top of that inhale. When you're ready, let that breath out and really let the musculature release along with it. And then just starting to find a nice, simple rhythm for your breath, something that will take you into a place of just ease. So kind of backing off from that exaggerated pattern we just did, just finding kind of a sweet inhale and an easy exhale. And as you find your own biorhythm syncopating with this more managed rhythm of the breath, you could just do a quick scan in the body, noticing if there's any places of tenderness or tightness. And then what I'll encourage you to do is just take that sweet inhale and then send the exhale as a wave of relaxation to that place of tightness. And so we inhale a feeling of ease, and we exhale that ease to what wants to feel it but is not yet there. And in this way, with no pressure, with no aggression, we could just come to a light place of rest. And really, this is the space we want to inhabit throughout our yoga nidra practice. There's absolutely nothing that you need to do. Could just let yourself rest and float. Some teachers advise against going to sleep, but I believe that even if you come in and out, you're not really entering the same brainwaves of sleep. You're just before that. So your mind, and therefore all of your physiological systems as well, will benefit from everything we do. So don't even use any force to try to stay awake today. Let yourself listen to the sound of my voice. And that's it. Notice when you can hear it. Notice when you can't. And that's it. So now I'll invite you to bring to mind the reason why you showed up to this practice today. It might be a longer-term intention that you're working on, or it might be something specific that's going on for you today. We frame our intentions in the positive. So if you're feeling like you want to worry less, you would say something like, I'm peaceful and have faith that all good things are coming my way in their own time. And then let yourself feel that. So some sort of statement that allows you to get into the felt sense of an energetic or psychological or spiritual state that you really want to embody. There might even be an image that goes along with the statement, as well as the feeling. Good. Good. And now let's get into our rotation of consciousness. I'll say the name of a body part. You could just listen. You're welcome to visualize that body part. No need to move anything or do anything. We'll start in the right foot with the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, pinky, top of the foot, sole, heel, ankle, shin, calf, kneecap, behind the knee, inner thigh, outer thigh, back of the thigh, front of the thigh. And now from the crease of the hip all the way down to the tips of your toes, feel your right leg. Noticing all the sensations that are true for you today in right leg. Moving into the left foot now, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, pinky, top of the foot, sole, heel, ankle, shin, calf, kneecap, behind the knee, inner thigh, outer thigh, back of the left thigh, front of the thigh. And now from the left hip crease all the way down to the tips of the toes, really experience what is true for you today in the entire left leg. Coming up into the pelvis, come to the pelvic floor, the genitals, the hips, low belly, waist, glutes. Good, now feel the whole pelvic bowl and notice what's here with you today. Coming up to the navel, the right ribs and the left ribs, breastbone, right breast, left breast. Come to the back of the body, the low back, the mid back, and the upper back. Feel the right shoulder blade as it nestles on the ground, and the left. Now feel the entire spine. Noticing what's true for you in the back. Return to breastbone here. And now right collarbone, right shoulder, upper arm, elbow, forearm, wrist, back of the hand, thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky. And feel into the right palm. Let's stay here for one full breath. And then from the tips of your fingers all the way back up to the right shoulder, experience all that right arm is experiencing. Back to sternum, left collarbone, left shoulder girdle, upper arm, elbow, forearm, wrist, back of the hand, thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky. Let's hang out in left palm for a full breath. And then from the tips of the fingers all the way to that left shoulder, experience left shoulder's perspective on life today. Now come to that gap between the collarbones and enter the throat, sides of the neck, back of the neck, scalp, right temple, left temple, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, bridge of the nose, tip of the nose, upper lip, lower lip, upper palate, bottom of the mouth, tongue. Now come into both ears, go deep into your inner ears, and for the next 30 seconds or so, just listen. Now return to the right palm and just notice any sensations that arise when you put 100% of your awareness in right palm. Good. And then we'll switch that over to the left palm, putting 100% of our awareness in left palm. And now see if it's possible for you to sense both left and right palm simultaneously. Good. Now go back in your mind's eye to the part of the body that was maybe a little bit tense before, or tight, or where there was some gripping or numbness. And just notice if it still has that lack of ease. If it doesn't, great, choose another body part that does. And just imagine that you're placing both of your palms on top of the part of the body that needs a little bit of love and warmth. In fact, you might even here want to bring, if you don't naturally feel it, you might want to bring a sensation of warmth in. Just invite it in the way that you would sunshine. Good. Now see yourself continuing to do this work, lying down on a beautiful part of earth. It might be in a meadow or by the beach, in a park. And just see yourself gently healing yourself. And you might even sense light coming from your palms. And from that point of tightness, you might sense just like a grayer, smokier energy releasing into the earth below you. Even make this an offering to the earth, knowing that the earth actually likes our denser, heavier energy. She uses it to make fertile soil for lush vegetation, which in turn nourishes all life on this planet. And so making any heaviness in your body an offering to her. In your mind's eye, see yourself now gently releasing your palms, knowing that this healing will continue to take place without the need of hands-on treatment. And allow yourself to get up, and you can see yourself walking towards a body of water. See yourself walking towards a body of water. Could be a small or large body of water. As you get closer, in fact, I'll invite you to really note the size and the color and what surrounds you. There might even be a smell or a temperature on your cheeks, painting for yourself a really clear picture. And then notice where you're sitting or standing. Are you by the water? Are you on the water? Are you in the water? And then just see a float. Could be any shape. It could be an inflatable boat or a float more like it used at a pool. Something where you can climb on board. And with no effort on your part, just find yourself going with the current. No resistance, no fighting. Just accepting the wave that you're in. Following in the words of the medieval rabbi and scholar Rashi, who said, receive with simplicity what happens to you. Receive with simplicity what happens to you. And so in this time of the new moon energy, very yin time, we just work on being a little bit more open to receiving, and we float. Feeling your entire body floating, your legs just relaxed and floating, your pelvis floating, torso really light, the arms floating on your next exhale, head and neck and shoulders so relaxed, just maybe moving in a gentle wave-like form, just floating along. And then just allowing yourself to find your way back to shore. Moving that float back on the earth. And notice a fire pit. Notice that the day is beginning to transform to dusk, and you have all the equipment you need to make a fire. So see yourself doing that. Letting yourself enjoy what the wood looks like as it's burning. Noticing the orange and the blue flames. And then notice on the ground right near you three leaves. Three leaves. Notice the shape of the leaves. And see yourself picking up these leaves in the palm of your hand, cupping your hand over your nose and your mouth. First, take in the smell of the leaves. And then offer a prayer of thanks. And make a wish, something that you would love to invite into your life. Maybe it's already in your life and you're just emphasizing your commitment to it being even more fully anchored, even more fully present. And with your hands still cupped as they are, with the three leaves still in your palms, you're going to blow both that prayer and that wish into the very essence of the leaves, filling up the veins, the stems, with you, with your energy. Now see yourself placing those three leaves in the fire. And just spend a moment as you watch the leaves burn up. And see the smoke rising up. You might even feel a difference in the quality of air now in the front of your body, closest to the fire, and in the quality of air above the campfire itself, and even several feet out, as though there's been a barometric change that has been ignited by your gratitude and your desire. Feel that quality of air, breathe it in, savor it. And now, looking up at the night sky, noticing the starlight, very, very bright in the new moon. And then just notice if any of those stars twinkle at you. Some people believe that twinkling stars are like winks from an ancestor on the other side. And so if there is someone who immediately came to mind, just send them your very best. It might be gratitude again, or it might be a prayer for their own healing on this side, on the other side of life. And then bring a sense of that spaciousness now down to the body. So feel how much space there is now surrounding you. And now come back inside your own body and notice the parts of the body that feel spacious. In fact, we know that even at the atomic level, if we go down, down, down through the bones and the organs, the tissues and the cells, and keep going down, 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 as small as we can get, what exists at this level is mainly space. Sense for yourself the relationship between the vast space inside of your body and the relationship with the space past the sky into the galaxy and the cosmos. Remembering this imprint of spaciousness in your body as you once again begin to sense your physical body, the skin, that outermost layer, and how it connects to the air around you, how you take in the air through the pores of your skin, as well as through the system of respiration. And then sensing the most liquid parts of the body, maybe even just noticing that moisture in your eyes or your mouth. The solidity of earth underneath you, that principle of gravity, always here, always helping you stay centered and grounded. And now imagining a beautiful light. And just taking in that light, allowing it to cascade over your crown, down through your system, if there's any areas of tension or tightness that still remains, you can imagine that light just kind of sloughing off those energies, bringing them back down into earth. And then with a sense of lightness, I'll invite you to imagine the room that you're in, the floor, the walls, the ceiling. Imagine what your body looks like. See your level of relaxation right now. And remember that this feeling is always available for you. Coming back to your intention, maybe it was a felt sense of the body, or a text, a sentence, an image, and say it to yourself again. Remember it, inscribe it on your heart. And then take a very deep breath right into the heart space. Let it go. And I'll invite you to start to find a little bit of movement here, maybe wiggling fingers and toes. You could roll your ankles and your wrists. And you could move your head gently from side to side. Maybe even taking those arms up and overhead, giving yourself a big yawn. And then as you're ready, I'll invite you to gently rise on up to an easy seat. You could keep your eyes closed, but coming on up to a seated position. We'll bring our hands together at the heart space. Just maybe assessing how much of the yoga nidra practice we were fully present for and how much our minds was present for, but our bodies felt like it left, which is fine. Take stock of how you feel right now. And we'll just take one more breath as a circle, inhaling and in gratitude with the exhale to each other. We bow. Namaste. Namaste. Thank you. Thank you.